Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have our weekly motivational segment with our good friend, Freddie Fry. Today's message is on why discipline is the key to success. Enjoy.
And you wonder why success seems so far away. Well, it's because you keep making poor decisions day after day after day. I keep telling you over and over again, but you not listening. You will never ever reach your full potential in life without massive self-discipline. They say self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do things that should be done. I say self-discipline is winning the daily internal battles that should be won. But so many of us lose these mental daily altercations. And the only way to see and be the change we so desperately desire is for us to make alterations to our lives. Yep, that means you gotta change. At first it will seem strange because this requires you to rearrange the mental process of your brain in hopes to gain full control and ease the strain and pain of stepping outside of the comfort zone of your previous lane. But if you can tame your inner wild child, those tears and frowns will quickly turn to cheers and smiles, and all of the trials and tribulations will give way to happiness and jubilation. But this transformation is definitely not easy. It requires daily application. It requires an endurance of agitation. It requires migration, adaptation, and maturation. Simply put, that means you have to grow up. That means you have to say no at times you normally would say yes. That means you have to resist temptation and find a way to feel good about it. Okay. So think of self-discipline like a muscle. And right now, my friend, your self-discipline muscle is super weak. So in order for you to build that muscle up, you gotta start exercising self-discipline on a daily basis. But you gotta start small. You wouldn't go to the gym for the first time and try to bench 300 pounds, would you? So here's what I need you to do. Pick one thing that you struggle with as it relates to self-discipline and then commit. The key word is commit. That means you are pledging and vowing to have self-discipline as it relates to this particular thing. For instance, let's say you wake up every day after 11 a.m. But you have this burning desire to wake up every day at 8 a.m. This is a great opportunity to start exercising your self-discipline muscle by pushing yourself to first wake up at 10:30 a.m. Only 30 minutes early. See, we start small. Do that for a week and then push yourself to wake up at 10 a.m. and repeat the process over and over again, waking up 30 minutes earlier every week until you are consistently waking up at 8 a.m. Boom! You now have overcome a major hurdle in your life. And at the same time, you've effectively exercised your self-discipline muscle. And guess what? That means now your self-discipline muscle is much, much stronger. So what are you waiting for? Are you not sick and tired of losing because you don't have the self-discipline to do the things you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do them? Are you not sick and tired of failing because you lack the self-discipline to push through the hard times in the face of adversity? Are you not sick and tired of being broke financially and broken physically and mentally because your self-discipline meter is on empty and you have no reserve of energy to refuel it? Are you not sick and tired of giving in to temptation in every aspect of your life because up to this point you have never exercised your self-discipline muscle, so life just bullies you into submission? Right now, I really need you to listen. Because in order for you to glisten, shine bright like a diamond, and be a successful citizen, you must win the daily battles as it relates to self-discipline.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde. Or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.